plan is about a lot of things, including stuff like road safety, reducing speed limits, managing the bus routes, the high traffic volumes, and also public transport. You know, we've seen such an increase in tourist traffic, such busy roads, and our roads in Eau Claire are not well equipped for the traffic that's on them. So we needed a plan to manage that so it could accommodate people carrying on their everyday lives and enjoying Eau Claire.
And how is the plan going to address the flow of the particularly tourist traffic coming to the cliffs and the burn?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people have been calling for action in early winds, particularly with whether it's a one-way system like they have down in Kerry. That's something I'd love to see. I'd also like to see regulation of the day trip buses from the cliffs, something I've called for before, which is I want to get rid of the day trip buses don't stop anywhere in the county. Like, there is a few of the bus providers that go to the cliffs, leave Dublin in the morning, go to the cliffs, don't stop at any other business and go back up to Dublin. And I think they cause so much traffic congestion. Our roads in Eau Claire are not well designed for large tour buses. That's something I would love to see, is that kind of fast tourism kind of taken away from the county, because we're just overwhelmed at times. A lot of the roads with buses, and they're forcing cars off the road. If they meet each other, they block up the whole road, you know. And look, I acknowledge there is a lot of tour bus companies that do spend a good bit of time in the county and spend money and stop in lots of the local businesses, and have no problem with them. But I think these are some of the, you know, the things people want to see at least, you know, trialed and rolled out.
Yeah, and when you think of the significant number of people visiting landmarks like cliffs and so on, I'm sure there'll be businesses in the local economy who'll feel like it is a big miss for them in particular to not get any of the knock-on business from that. But I suppose, you know, trying to stop that, Liam, or, you know, calling for a ban on this, as you say, fast tourism, or as it's been referred to, photo stop tourism, is probably a lot easier said than done.
Well, the cliffs have kind of done it. They're not allowing any more licenses to be given out to these day trip buses since I've come in anyway, so we've kind of stopped the growth of it. But the cliffs of Moher can decide who parks there, you know, and they can decide that. Well, I'll mention one of the companies that I mind naming them, Wilder Rover, are a great one that don't really stop anywhere. Saying, no, lads, we don't want your business. We can choose who comes to the cliffs of Moher. It's essentially run by the county council. I think they should be making decisions like that. There is a maximum capacity of the roads, the site. Look at Skellig Michael, who do X amount of visitors a day, because that's what the capacity is. And we have to kind of look at that a bit. Otherwise, you know, you see that happen lots of places. We get over tourism. You look at the Canary Islands now. There's a big kind of anti-push against certain amounts of tourism. You have to be careful and pick the tourism that suits the county the best. We get the most benefit and the least amount of impact on our roads and our network. You know, all around the cliffs of Moher, the roads are not designed for two buses to go past each other, and they're not maintained well enough for the volume of traffic. And that's, we got to pick and choose, I think.
Yeah, and Colm, just to bring you in, would you agree with Liam on that? Would you also like to see a stop, or, you know, a ban on that kind of tourism?
I would, but it's not exactly possible. And we have this issue where there isn't enough bed nights in the county at the moment as well. So that doesn't help, you know. So the tourists that do want to come, and the tour companies, they have to come in some way. And while I would love to see a severe reduction in the buses, it's not possible, you know. So I know there's an awful lot of moving parts revolving around it. I accept that. But we received this draft for Nor Community Group as part of the Nor Clare Community Group as well, which encompasses all the different community groups in the area, Listubarna, Doolin, Kilfenora, Corrifin, etc. We received this about the draft proposal about 2 weeks ago, and I have to say we're cautiously optimistic on it. It does give us a way forward. Like, for example, previous documents that we've got off them, they haven't put problem child big and bold at the start of it, which they have on this document, which is the R477, which is the coast road, which would be Glenina and Fionnuala communities. You know, this is the first time it's actually been in it. They've got a proposal for working groups, and there's KPIs on it. They're on about and they said that they're going to trial a one-way system, and that to us that would be extremely important. Even if it's not a one-way system that we might be using in 4 years' time or in 5 years' time, but the communities here need to see some sort of action. We can't be just foot dragging anymore on it. We need to do something this year. It has to be done this year, you know, it's been just skirted around for years. Like, you know, there's been traffic documents and documents over the last 3-4 years. And then this is the first time, as I said, this they've called out the R477 specifically on it, and the R479 into Doolin, because that road down from Banalachan into Doolin isn't capable for holding a bus on it, you know, as well, you know. So those are good things, you know, but something has to be trialled this year.
Yeah, I was only driving that road myself the weekend. Definitely couldn't imagine it taking buses or too many buses. And Liam, you know, as Colm has mentioned there, you know, him and his group and other groups have issues with this. The whole issue of the roads and the number of tourist buses and the issues it's causing for locals, is that something you hear a lot when you're speaking with local people in your role as a public representative?
Yeah, well, look, I'm out canvassing now, as is all politicians, and the biggest issue I would maybe say, or the most consistent across all North Clare, is actually road safety. Everyone wants to see speed limits reduced in and around their villages to make it safer for them walking. Everyone wants to see an increase in footpaths coming in and out of villages. That is probably the most consistent issue across every town and village in North Clare. There's all issues for them individually, but the one that, you know, covers the whole area is they want, you know, the speed limit reviews nationally to be brought down. You know, we're talking about kind of raised platforms coming into villages to kind of help the traffic slow down and footpaths. That is, you know, a massive thing in North Clare. It's a lot about road safety. It is about managing the traffic. It's making it safe for people walking. It's making it safe for kids playing in these villages. I think that is a massive part of this strategy as well. It's something I hear on every door.
Yeah, and Colm, is there anything not included in the traffic management plan that you feel would be a vital addition and that would be necessary?
Well, there is one thing that isn't. Like, I would agree with Liam there on the safety aspect. Like, we all want that, and that is included within the strategy, you know, about, and obviously that at national level, that won't work down to us until that's done at national level. But you know, there is a commitment there to, we feel that there is a commitment there to reduce the speed limits, and that's vitally important because there's been too many accidents and there's been deaths, and, you know, and it's vital that has brought in. But what I feel isn't put into the thing is, like, North Clare has a huge special area of conservation, right? And I you know, a lot of the time when you're asking when improvements need to be made, now I'm not talking major stuff now or anything like that, you often get kickback over the back, oh well, we can't do that because of special area of conservation. Now, I'd be the last person to be, you know, advocating doing anything bad to the environment or anything like that, you know, but there has to be some sort of a common sense approach on it as well. Like, we know that in Germany, for example, if there's override, and nobody would accuse the Germans certainly of being anti-environmentalist or anything like that, but when they have special areas of conservation, they're able to implement, if it's in the overriding public good, that they're able to do little things, you know, to improve the areas that they're in. And that should have been part of the in it, because North Clare has a massive SAC area within it. So, you know, these things need to be, you know, tackled head on, you know, as well, you know.
Well, Liam, I'd imagine as a member of the Green Party, perhaps you'd have a view on special areas of conservation. Do you agree with Colm? Does there need to be a common sense approach in terms of making progress in other areas?
Yeah, I believe so. And look, I think it's important that groups like National Parks and Wildlife Services and, let's say, Burren Geopark or collaborated with, they are included in this document. I think that's very important for myself. I feel the same way. Look, I did a degree in Earth and Ocean Science, did a lot of work in the burn when I was in college, and it's something I want to make sure that we preserve. I think actually as well, like we in the plan, it talks about litter laws and enforcement of litter. And when you're managing traffic, a lot of time you're actually managing litter as well. I think that's something in an environmental issue as well that needs to be included in this document, is tackling those litter issues on the side of the road.
Yeah, just on between us, Fedor and Dunaina and Ballyreen. Now nobody lives in Ballyreen, but it's a huge stop-off area for tourists, like the buses, and they're parking ad hoc willy-nilly all around the place. Like, there should be some formalisation there of parking areas or whatever, you know. But you see, because it's an SAC, everyone is afraid to touch it. And essentially, it's being used anyway as a parking and layoff area, but it's just all over the place. And it should be a lot more controlled. That's the type of thing I'm talking about. It wouldn't be like concrete and over limestone pavements or anything like that. But they're essentially formalising places that are already being used as pull-in areas or whatever, and making it safer for everybody, you know.
Okay.
That would be the type of thing that I'd be on about.
Okay. Liam, just to finish with you then, this traffic management plan, what happens from here? It was discussed at the physical SPC yesterday. How does it progress?
Well, I think there's actually been a lot of great working groups set up. So that's how they've gone about this. And I'm really happy the council were talking about outsourcing it to contractors and specialists or whatever to do it for us. But now it's actually the council is doing it in-house and with community representatives on a number of different working groups, whether it be traffic management or pedestrian facilities. And I think there's a lot of great people on these working groups. So I'm happy that's how Clare County Council are going about it, because I've seen it before where they bring in these third-party groups and, you know, you spend weeks telling them information and they tell you what you already know. So there's a lot of council staff on these groups, community representatives, and everyone's kind of, they split up into groups, and I'm hoping a lot of good come out of it and that action is taken.